Reading from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur. It's chapter 20. In the home of Murari Gupta, yesterday we heard how Lord Chaitanya appeared in a dream to Murari Gupta to confirm to him that he should first worship Nityananda before him. And in that dream, Murari Gupta saw Nityananda appearing in the dress of Haladar or Balaram. And in that dream, Murari saw Vishwambhar fanning and worshipping Haladar and Nityananda. And then when he woke up, Murari understood the teaching that Lord Chaitanya was trying to convey. And then Gadadhar offered the tambal or betel nut to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu chewed that betel nut, and then he offered the remnants to Murari Gupta. And Murari Gupta experienced Mahananda Mata. Became extremely blissful and completely mad with joy. Then Lord Chaitanya told him, you should wash your hands now. You've taken some uchishta, remnants from my mouth. You should wash your hands. And this is the niyam. Murari Gupta is a Brahmin, or any Vaishnava, this is cleanliness, sat, shocham. Murari Gupta simply went like this. And then the Lord, this is where we left off, then the Lord continued by saying, Mahaprabhu said, Prabhu Balayare Beta Jati Gelator Tora Ange Uchishta Lagila Sabamor. Mahaprabhu said, Murari, your caste is ruined. You have become contaminated by touching my remnants. Because in Smriti, and the smritis, the smartas are those who follow the smritis, the Advaitin smritis or Vaishnav smritis, which are very complex codes of conduct and behavior. We have smarti ekadasi and Vaishnav ekadasi, and sometimes you see in the panchang, it says pavitra ekadasi, then it says sabaka. Sabaka means Vaishnavas and smartas. Or Vaishnavas, Smartas, Nimbarkas. And sometimes there's a different day. It says, today is Pavitra Ekadasi, and then it says Smartas. The next day it says Pavitra Ekadasi Vaishnavas. So they observe on different days, and they have different minor regulations because they follow different ideas of the Smritis. So according to Smritis, Bhaktisiddhanta is saying that a person who eats another's remnants spoils his caste. This is Smriti consideration, but in Vaishnava consideration is that the remnants of the Vaishnavas become enhanced. It's prasad. If it's offered to the Lord, and the prasadam from the Lord's plate is called Mahaprasad. Now when a great Vaishnava takes that prasad, irregardless of his social position, he's a great Vaishnava, be he Brahmin by birth, or Vaishya, or whatever, but if he's Vaishnava, especially if he's Param Vaishnava, then his remnants are called Maha Mahaprasad. And anyone, even if a Brahmin takes those remnants, he may be a Shudra from birth, but once he becomes Vaishnava and Param Vaishnava or Shud Vaishnava, then he is worshipable by the demigods. And the example in Gauralila is Kalidas. Kalidas was taking the remnants of every Vaishnava in Bengal and Orissa, everywhere, irregardless of their caste, whether they are Brahmins or Shudras or whatever they were Vaishnava. He took their remnants, and he was honored by Lord Chaitanya and recognized. When he went to Puri, Lord Chaitanya allowed him to take his foot water and drink his Charanamrita, because he accepted his understanding. No caste, no smriti, no rules and regulations, because this is the understanding, the essence, not the externals, the vastu, the essence. The state of consciousness determines a person's elevation, not their janam. Now the Lord is speaking like this, and as he's speaking to Murari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes go into different states of consciousness. It's called Ardhabhaya or Bhaya Chit, or Ardhabhaya or Antarbhaya. He would go in internal consciousness, or half external, half internal, and sometimes external consciousness. When Lord Chaitanya would go in internal consciousness, especially in Mayapur, he would often assume what is called Ishvara Bhav, This is the term that Vrindavanas Thakur is using. Ishvara Bhav means the mood of being God. Ishvara Parama Gauranga. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. And he would show in Shiva Sangam, Shataprahariya Leela. Shataprahariya Leela means 21 hours, Shataprahar. For 21 hours consecutively, Lord Chaitanya was an Ishvara Bhav. And he was showing to his different devotees. He was showing Ram form to Hanuman, and he was showing Varaha form and all different forms, and Vrata Roop and Vishnu forms to his different devotees, calling them forward and showing them different forms. That was when he was in this particular state of consciousness, in his internal consciousness. Then when he came to external consciousness, then it was Dasosmi, Dasosmi. And he was in the most humble expression of servant of the servant of the servant. He would carry the devotees' clothes and he would serve them, wash their clothes, so many humble expressions. And want to touch their feet and touch the devotees' feet, serve them prasadam. He was not at all in the mood of being the Purusha, but in the mood of being the servant. Somehow, why Mahaprabhu was instructing Murari Gupta about these principles of etiquette, washing your hands, this, that, he entered into this mood of the Lord, of God. Because in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have a unique combination of Bhagavan and Bhakta. Bhagavan and Bhakta in one form. Now, can anyone tell me another form of the Lord who displays this quality of Bhagavan and Bhakta? Giriraj, Dharaniki. So Giriraj is the devotee, Haridas Varya. Radharani is saying in the Gopi Geet, must be Gopi Geet, Haridas Varya. She says, "Oh Giriraj, oh Govardhan, you are the greatest, Haridas Varya. You are the greatest, most expansive and developed of all the Haridases, Yudhishthira Haridas, Uddhava Haridas. You do the greatest and most variegated services of all the Haridases, because you serve in all the rasas. And not only that, you serve the topmost form of Godhead, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, in the topmost Leela Dham. You're serving Krishna in Mathura? No. Dwarka? No. Vrindavan. And are you serving Dwarkadish Krishna or Mathura Nath? No, you're serving Vrindavan Nath. Rasaraj, you're serving Rasavihari. So you're not only a servant, a Haridas, but of the highest form of the Lord and the highest Dham and doing the most intimate services in all the five rasas. So therefore you're Haridas Varya. Radharani is proclaiming this. That's Giriraj, the greatest Haridas. But then he's Giriraj. He's Giridhari, Govardhan, Govardhan Nath. He's a form of Krishna, and Krishna is doing puja. During the Indra Puja Govardhan Yagi, he's worshipping a huge form of himself who's eating all the offerings, Aniyar, Aniyar. In Chapan Bhog, he's eating thousands and thousands of kachoris and hundreds of liters of kheer, unlimitedly. They're the capacity of Virata Rupa. So here he is, Bhagavan. So sometimes Giriraj is Bhagavan, sometimes he's the Bhakta, the devotee, the servant. Mahaprabhu is sometimes showing the role of the ideal servant. And sometimes he enters into internal consciousness in Mayapur, becomes Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Then when he goes into Sannyas Leela and deep into Mahabhav, into Radharani's Mahabhav, then he's in Puri, in Vipralamba Kshetra. He's in Krandan Kshetra, Vipralamba Kshetra, the place of crying, the land of tears, the land of tears, the land of crying, Purushottam Dham, Radharani crying for Purushottam. Purushottam Dham Puri, Radharani crying, "Hey Purushottam, hey Brajendranandan Sham, where are you? Kaha, kaha, kaha." So there, when Mahaprabhu enters internal consciousness, he doesn't go into Ishvara Bhav, he goes into Ishvari Bhav, Vrindavan Ishvari Bhav, Vrindavan Ishvari Radharani Ki. Fully identifying with Radharani's Madanaki Mahabhav, and becomes so internal that he starts speaking like Radharani speaking to the bumblebee. He starts having sportis of leelas, Radha and Krishna entering the caves of Govardhan, Radha and Krishna picking flowers, Radha and Krishna's Jalkeli. And then he's speaking like that, and he comes out and says, "Oh, Suru Damodar, Rai Ramananda." When he comes to half external consciousness, was I saying something? I was in Vrindavan. I was picking flowers for Radha and Krishna, and I heard some noise. And where am I? Where have you taken me? Then he comes to external consciousness and says, "Oh, hello, Ramananda Roy. Was I saying anything? Where are we? Let's go back to Gambira." So now in Mayapur, in the house of Murari Gupta, this wonderful Bhav is overtaking him. This verse is describing overtaking or becoming absorbed in. This next verse is describing, it's a transition. Sometimes you see in the movies, some person is sitting there saying, he's sitting with the hero and the heroine, and they're older, they're 40 years old or so. Then the hero says, "Oh, do you know in my youth, I used to do this and that," and she says, "Really?" And all of a sudden there's a flashback. And you're watching the movie, and all of a sudden you see this young boy and this young doing something, and then and this whole thing goes on, and it goes back to the scene with the older hero and heroine. So this is going on where Vrindavanas Thakur is showing what's happening to the Lord. Balate Prabhuro Haila Ishvara Avesh Danta Karamara Kari Balaye Vishesh. As Mahaprabhu spoke, he became absorbed in the mood of the Supreme Controller, Ishvara Avesh. Avesh means to be overtaken by, to be enveloped by, to be absorbed by. Ishvara Avesh. Like we say Griha Pravesh, to enter into the Griha. Become absorbed, enveloped, covered by that house. So to become absorbed, to become covered by. So you become avesh, covered. I am Shuklambara Brahmachari, but then I become Shakti Avesh, and I enter into this Bhav with Nisringa. So this is an avesh. So now, he's Lord Chaitanya, he's thinking, Das, and Das, and Das. And oh, don't touch my feet. Oh, don't. You say I'm Bhagavan. Oh, Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. Don't. I am not Bhagavan. I am Das, and Das. This is Mahaprabhu in Mayapur. What is it? Don't say. What are you saying? I am not. I am Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. I am only Das. I am not Ishvara. I am not Bhagavan. I am only a Das. We are all servants. And now this is an avesh. This covering comes over his consciousness. And he starts to think, yes. And he becomes positively absorbed in this identity. Ishvara avesh. It says, Danta Karamada Kari Balaye Vishesh. First he became absorbed in the Bhav, in the mood of Ishvara. This is very much prevalent in institutions. People become, it's called Ishvara Bhav. Ishvara Bhav. But then it said, Danta Karamada Kari. Grinding his teeth, he spoke with great resolve. Bala Vishesh. Bala Vishesh means a very special power. Bala Vishesh. He started speaking, he took command of the situation. Like I might be saying, "Oh Prabhu, please, may I serve you prasadam? Here, take some prasad." Alright, now listen everyone! Now this is how we're going to do it. You understand? Hey, wait a minute, what happened? This is Bala Vishesh. It was like this very humble, and all of a sudden, now commanding voice, Bala Vishesh, very strong words, fiery words. Hey, what happened to you? You know, oh, they made me temple commander. Before I was just a little guy. Hey, aham karta. I'm temple commander. Watch out. Yes, sir. Sanyasi Prakashananda. Interesting. Sanyasi Prakashananda. Vasaye Kashite. More Kanda Kanda Beta Kari Bhala Mate. Vishwamara says, a sannyasi named Prakashananda lives in Kashi. That fellow is cutting me to pieces. Now you might be wondering, what the... does this have to do with being in Murari Gupta's house and having this intimate exchange of giving your uchishta, your tambul uchishta, remnants to Murari? He's in Mahananda, he's in the ecstasy of Krishna Gauranga Prem, and you're with Nittai and Advaita, and all you're surrounded all by friends, loving servants and friends and intimates, your antaranga bhaktas, your own expansions, your tattvas, your pancha tattvas. Now, what happened to you? Now you're in Kashi? Now you're lambasting and blasting this Mayavadi? He's saying he's cutting you to pieces? Who's cutting? Nobody. Hey, wake up. Wake up. There's no tiger. Ah, tiger. Ah. What is wrong? Mahaprabhu is an Ishvara Bhav. Watch out. Sometimes he becomes Nisringadev. We read in Chaitanya, but he gets in Nisringa Vaishnava. He starts running through the streets of Navadvipa. Ah! I'll kill him! Where is that? Hiranyakashipu. Everybody's running. Oh! Running in fear. Did this also describe? It's an Ishvara Bhav. Because he's Sarvavatari, Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! He's a Sarvavatari. He can be now Nisringa. He can now be Narayan. He can be Vishnu. He can be Varaha. It's all the avatars. Avatars are there. Sub-avatari, Shiromani, Gauranga, Chris Jewel of all the avatars. Sub-avatar, Shada Shiromani. The essence. Sub-avatar, Paramakaruna, Pahunduijana, Nittai, Ghora, Chandra. Was it? Sub-avatar, Shadashiromani is the essence of all crest jewels, the forms of Bhagavan. No greater expression of Bhagavan than Mahaprabhu. He's the highest, most esoteric aspect of Bhagavan. And now he's in Ishvara Bhav. So, watch his Bhav. Listen, what's happening? Because are we in Mayapur? Murari Gupta lives on the next road over. The first road next to the property of Jagannath Mishra is the gully, the road that goes to Murari Gupta's house. Murari Gupta's house is slightly on a slight hill. He's overlooking the estate of Jagannath Bhavan, Jagannath Mishra. He could see Nimai running in his yard because he's quite a bit younger. When Murari Gupta was walking up and down in his courtyard outside of his temple chanting japa, he could look over his boundary wall and down the hill across the wall into the house of Nimai Pandit, into the bhavan of Jagannath Mishra. And he could see Nimai chasing cobras and dancing for sandesh and bananas, and he could see all these antics of Nimai. He grew up with Darshanam Nimai. And now Nimai is visiting his house. But Nimai is 20 years old. But now he's 2 billion years old. He's eternal. He's Ishvara. Ishvara Vesh. So everyone's there. It's a sweet scene. You can imagine, it almost sounds like someone is drunk. Someone gets intoxicated and they say any crazy thing. It's like, oh, cool down. It's all right. So everyone's in Mayapur, but that all of a sudden Mahaprabhu's gone to Kashi. He's in Kashi. That's the capital of the Mayavadis. And Prakashananda, he was the Acharya of the times, 500 years ago. He was the Acharya, the Mayavad Acharya of Kashi. He was the leader of the Kashi Advaitin school. Thousands of disciples. Mahaprabhu's feeling the cutting. He's cutting me. He says, he's cutting me. That fellow enjoys cutting me to pieces. Sannyasi Prakashananda Vase Kashite More Kanda Kanda Beta Kari Bhala Mate. Kanda Kanda means broken. He's breaking me, like we say, Akanda Kirtan, no break. Kanda Kanda, he's cutting me to pieces. He's chopping me up, mincing me. We should do Akanda Kirtan, but he's getting cut up. Kashi's a long way from Mayapur. But Gauranga's feeling the cutting. Very interesting parallel. You're eating Krishna Prasad, honoring Krishna Prasad. And sometimes you may bite your tongue. Oh, ooh. There's nothing more painful. I don't know if you've ever had the experience of biting your own tongue, but there's practically nothing more painful than biting your own tongue, especially when you're in the ecstasy of relishing Mahaprasad. It really spoils the fun. It really spoils the ecstatic trance. You're about to enter a trance of ecstasy. That you just, it's your one more rasgulla, then, oh! That was my limit, 4.5. I got 4 rasgullas in there, and I went for the half, and then, bingo. I got the bite, and it hurts. Oh, and then the rasgulla turns red. The red rasgullas are not recommended. If you cut a Karela open and it's red inside, you shouldn't eat it. They have red seeds sometimes in Karela. Bitter melon. It's poisonous. What is happening? Why is this happening? Why is this happening? Because soul, because someone somewhere is offending you, speaking badly about you. Someone is cutting you with their words. Because the ethers are being cut by their words about you, then that cutting travels through the ethers and affects the physical energy of your tongue, and it cuts your tongue. That is the explanation in the Vaishnava Rajasabha, why a Vaishnava, when honoring Krishna's Mahaprasad, why he bites his tongue. Because someone is cutting him. You know, sannyasis in Vrindavan, and the cutter's in Kashi. Or the cutter is in Bombay, wherever, in Ruski land. Oh, there's this sannyasi in Vrindavan and all. There's this, that. Watch out. Oh, ha, ha. Oh. Watch out, St. Petersburg. Moscow, that guy. You know, if you're very psychic, you can see who's cutting you also. So Mahaprabhu is getting cut, and he's seeing who's cutting him. That rascal fellow in Kashi's cutting me to pieces. How? How is he cutting them to pieces? Let's find out. Padai Vedanta Mora Vigraha Namane Kushta Karailun Ange Tabu Nahi Jani. Vishnumar says, that fellow, Prakashananda, he teaches Vedanta. Padai. Padai Vedanta. He's teaching the end of the Vedas, the conclusion of the Vedas. What is the conclusion of the Vedas? Bhakti Vedanta. Know whose house this is? Srila Nityalila Pravishta Sri Srimad A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki. So this fellow, Prakashananda, is teaching quote-unquote so-called Vedanta. Remember that term, so-called? So-called husbands, so-called wives, and so-called Vedanta, and so-called Vaishnavas. They're called Vaishnava Praya. That means so-called, or Prakrita Vaishnava. It means Vaishnava, which means Chinmoy, but mixed with Prakriti. Vaishnava is Daivi Shakti, Mahatmanas Timam Partha, Daivim Prakritam Ashrita. One who has taken shelter of Daivi Prakriti, he is Vaishnava. Daivi Prakriti means Lakshmi, means Radharani. So one who is Daivi Prakriti Ashraya, one who is taking Ashraya, Premashraya Radha, Premashraya Lakshmi, Premashraya Guru, then he becomes Daivi Shakti. Mahatmanas Timam Partha, Daivi Shakti. But what is he doing? He's teaching this Vedanta, so-called Vedanta. But he does not accept my form. More vigra namane. More vigra, my form, namane. Man, he has no respect. His mentality is not there. He has no mind for me. He doesn't think of me. He has no respect for me. Man and man, both. I gave him leprosy. Yet still he doesn't understand. Now we're hearing some of the biography. We know something of Prakashananda Saraswati. It's described in Adi Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 5, or 7, I think, chapter 7, Adi Lila, is about Lord Chaitanya's teachings. Adi Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, number 7, I believe. Lord Chaitanya's teachings to the Mayavadi, where he's telling him, I only know chanting Hare Krishna, my guru told me I'm a fool. Remember all those teachings? That's to Prakashananda. That's Adi 7, I believe. We find something about him, that he's a big acharya, an Advaitin, Mayavadi. But now we're finding that actually he had leprosy, which is a fact in his biography. And that's mentioned in the purport. That is why the chief sannyasi of Kashi, Prakashananda, developed leprosy throughout his perishable body. If materially learned people attack the spiritual body of the Lord, they will develop leprosy both in their gross and subtle bodies. Such lepers do not accept the form of the Supreme Lord, and they are forced to enjoy the fruits of such an offense. This is fact. We see in Jagannath Puri, right outside of Jagannath Puri, in the precincts of the Puri district, it's actually in Puri district, as we are in Mathura district, there is a leper colony, a very large leper colony. And there are many lepers also in there, and also some moving around the streets here and there of Puri also, quite a few. And what is explained that if one offends the Lord, as it's said here, he's cutting this Mayavadi is preaching, the Lord has no form, he's nirupam, he's nirgunam, has no form, he has no qualities, then there's reaction. Action, reaction. Everything is reactionary in this world. This is the Karmastan. Bhuloka is Karmastan. Action, reaction. The plane of free will. Below this planet, the planets below and planets above, there's no free will. Only people are harvesting. Those are harvest planets. Harvesting the results of your punya or pap. Enjoying subterranean pleasures or suffering in hell or enjoying celestial pleasures. There's no free will there. You're just enjoying. Free will, the Karmastan, this is the place of karma. You go up or down from here. It's the earth planet. A very special planet. This is where free will has its expression. And then they go higher, higher, and then there's in the spiritual world, no free will. It's only love. Krishna's will. There's only one Ichha Shakti, one will. It's the will of Krishna. Even the Christians pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. Of course, that's for the devotee. They carry out the will of the Lord. So in the spiritual world, everyone is carrying out one will. There's only one desire, Krishna's desire. That's a side point, but anyway. So they're cutting his body, so they're offending the body of the Lord, so he got leprosy. It's a fact. It's not an exaggeration. His fingers are falling off, etc. In Puri, all the lepers in Puri, they have developed leprosy because in their last life, they offended the body of the Lord in the form of Mahaprasadam. They were given Mahaprasadam somewhere. They thought, what is this? This is stale, some dry sugar stick. Ah, get it out. Ah, tip. And they hit it out of the person's hand. What's this dry thing? Ah. It's 3 months old. And they got some dry rice or dry kaja, prasad of Jagannath, taken to them in St. Petersburg or Moscow or somewhere. And they made some offense. So they take birth in Puri with leprosy. Or they're yatris, and they're visiting Jagannath Puri having fish dinner. And someone says, you want some Jagannath Mahaprasad? What's it, Jagannath? I have my fish and chips. This is all bogus. Or they see some Mahaprasadam, they step on it. Somehow they offend the body of the Lord in the form of prasadam, and what is the reaction? They get leprosy, or elephantitis, there's all these diseases. And they know it. Now they know it. So if you want to see appreciation for Mahaprasad, offer Mahaprasad to a leper in Puri and see what they do. Fold their hands, offer prayers, roll them, offer obeisances, tremble, take it like this, and make it. They don't even want one milligram. They don't even want 1 milligram of that Mahaprasadam to spill anywhere. They eat every bit of it, like this and that, and look all around and eat some dirt. If any fell in the dirt, they pick up the dirt and eat the dirt along with the milligrams. Very, very conscientious and careful about the Mahaprasad, because anyone who has leprosy once would not want to get it twice. Mahaprabhu is telling, this is the reaction. And he goes on, in slang English they say, Mahaprabhu is on a roll. He's on a roll, which means he's Ishwaravesh. And when he gets into something, he really gets into it. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gets into Radha's Bhav, he goes deep into Radha's Bhav. He doesn't settle with Sneha or Man or Pranaya or Rag or Anurag or Bhav. He goes Mahabhav, Mananakya Mahabhav, Mohan, Madan. He goes deepest into the heart of Radharani and explores the full depths of Radharani's Mahabhav and experiences those amazing ecstasies of Kurma Chaitanya and other displays, unheard of or undescribed ecstasies of the Anubhavs and Sattvic Bhavs in his body. So now he's absorbed in Ishvara Bhav, not in Radharani's Bhav, Radha Bhav. There's Radha Bhav, this is Ishvara Bhav. Ishvara Vesh, the Vesh of God, Bhagavan, the Omniscient One, the Omnipotent, All-Powerful, All-Knowing One, the cause of all causes. So everyone's standing there. It's a drama. Leela means a drama. What is Leela? Leela means drama. It's a play. It's action-packed. Emotions, scenes, settings, feelings, teachings. Of course, here it's Leela with philosophy. Leela mixed with tattva. So everybody is hearing this outburst of the Lord's ecstatic mood of Ishvara Vesh. Who is he with? Mahaprabhu is with all of his sukkas, all of his friends, and with all of his servants, who are none other than gopas. They're gopas and gopis and sukkis in Vrindavan Leela, and he's come with them in the Gorli, and they're in Brahmins' bodies. They're all Brahmins, young Brahmin men, or they're older Brahmins. Everyone around Lord Chaitanya is a pandit. Everyone's in Acharya pandit, Gangadas pandit, Jagannanda pandit, Advaita Acharya. Everyone's in Acharya pandit. Go down the whole list. Shuklambara Brahmacharya. They're all Brahmins. His whole Sangha is Brahmins. Just like Krishna's whole Sangha is gopas. This Abhir, the Abhir class, Vaishya Abhir. And one Brahmin, one so-called Brahmin, Madhu Mangal. Very interesting Brahmin. I'm Brahmin, no doubt, but certainly he's called Mansukh. His name is Mansukh, because he makes your mind full of happiness. He's a joker, Mansukh. Mansukh is his name, and the Brijvasis call, they go to Nandagram, they say, there's Nanda, there's Yashoda, there's Dao, there's Krishna, there's Mansukh, there's Sridham and Mansukh, and the Radharani on the altar, the deities are there. The Lord Chaitanya is saying this verse. He said, Ananta, unlimited universes are present within my body. So how does that fellow Prakashananda dare to claim that my body is false? Ananta Brahmanda More Je Angete Vaise Taha Mithya Bali Beta Kimana Sahase Satyakahan Murari Amar Tumidas Je Na Mane Moranga Se Jayanash Murari, I'm telling you the truth, for you are my servant. Anyone who does not accept my form, Nashtoga. He's vanquished. Ajabhavananta Prabhur Vigraha Se Seve Je Vigraha Pranakari Puja Sarvadevi. The Supreme Lord's form is served by Brahma, Shiva and Ananta. All the demigods worship this form as their life and soul. Mahaprabhu's telling. He's telling about this form, my form, Brahma, Shiva, everyone, they worship this form. It's their own form, it's their very ishta. Because the demigods are all parts and parcels of the Lord's form. As they're residing in our senses, all the demigods are residing in our bodies also. Controlling the movements of all of our muscles, and everything is being controlled by the devas. There's a personality behind all action. Behind any energy, there's energetic. The energetic personality. Who's giving the consciousness for action. The demigods withdraw themselves from the body, we're paralyzed. We have no ability to act. That's why there's an integration. There's an integration or a synergy between man and demigods, man and God. Beginning with our own body. What to speak of the body of the earth planet? Sahayagya Paroshisva. There's that verse in Gita. Krishna says, in the beginning of creation, Shristwa, beginning of creation, I sent forth generations of men and demigods, and be thou happy by synergy, by harmony. Be thou happy by this yagya, saha yagya. With yagya, you will coexist together with yagya. Man perform yagya, and demigods yagya book. You enjoy the yagya, the results of yagya, and bestow fruits to the man. So there's an interrelationship, interdependence between devas and man. Then when the yagya stops, and the no rain. Ocean is there. Source of water, ocean. Sun is there. Source of evaporation, sun. Clouds are there. All the material elements are there. All the physical laws are in operation. But no rain. Why? No conscious sanction. No conscious sanction. They say nature, but Prabhupada said nature means machine. The machine is there, but if the operator doesn't turn it on, it doesn't go anywhere. The machine of nature is there. That is turned on by the consciousness and acceptance and sanction of the devas. All the scientists describe how rain is produced. The sun shines on the ocean, and everybody studied geography in sixth grade science. How is rain formed? The sun shines on the ocean, evaporates the water, leaves the salt, only takes the fresh water, puts it in bags called clouds, big bags of water, water balloons in the sky. The wind carries those water bags, and the wind carries them to the mountain ranges. The mountaintops emit ions because there's so many minerals and elements and quartz and so many elements collected in mountains, and they emit ions. And those ions coming from the minerals, they energize those clouds and create static electricity. And electricity forms lightning, and then it releases the rain. The rain hits the mountaintops and comes down to the mountaintops and rivers. And the rivers distribute all through the plains and go back to the ocean. It's a full cycle. Everybody learned this in sixth grade. Right? How rain falls. Everywhere around the world they teach the same thing. So we say, ocean is there, sun is there, mountains are there, ions are there, rivers are there, at least riverbeds, dry riverbeds. Where's the rain? Barish kaha. No submission, no permission. Submission means yajna. You're not submitting to the shastra, shastra vidam utsrija, kartate kamakarata. Your shastra vidyam utsrija, vartate kamakarata. To hell with shastra, utsrija. Utsrija means to hell with. And simple translation. Utsrija means tyag. Utsrija, shastra, koine. Koine. We don't need shastra. We need IIT. Indian Institute of Technology. Ban Maharaj Institute of Technology. More technology. Okay, you have so much technology. Where's the rain? You have a PhD in technology. I don't care about PhD. I just want rain from my chickpeas. Can you give me rain? No, but I can give you lots of philosophy, lots of theory, lots of technology. Okay, eat your technology. Drink your technology. That'll save you from starvation and dehydration. Drink your technology degree. There's no sanction. Because the Ishvara, the conscious sanction of the Ishvara is not there. Ishvara is the demigods and Parameshvara is Krishna. No yajna, no happiness. So that's why we're suffering. Pretty soon it will become so much intense and people will start to listen to our message. Because there are members right in the audience that are part of the Padyatra. They've been on Padyatra. And they would be going on this route around India. And somebody would come from a village off that route and say, please, will you people come into our village? It's not on your itinerary. You're going this way. We're 15 kilometers off your track, your route. But we haven't had rain in our village for 10 years. But you people are chanting Hare Krishna. This is Nam Yajna. Maybe Krishna is with you people. And you're carrying this Krishna Gornitai. Okay. So we come to your village. And we do Sankirtan. All of a sudden, so many clouds come. And it rains for 3 days. Our whole program gets rained out. We can't show our Hare Krishna movie. We can't ask for Make Life membership. Or whatever. We can't ask for donations. We get rained out of town. And that's exactly what you wanted, and we're happy too. And they thank us so much because it hasn't rained in 8 years. But as soon as you did Nam Yajna, it started raining. And they have countless examples of that. This is tangible proof. It's not some pie in the sky mythology, this, that. So when people suffer enough, then they turn to God. That's the old trick. When you suffer enough, then you turn to God. So when they're ready, we have the panacea, we have the medicine. And we know how to do it. One thing we know in Krishna consciousness is how to chant and dance. We don't know much philosophy in Siddhanta. I don't know, what is this? Nishti Ruchi. I don't know. Hare Krishna, Krishna Prasad. Everybody in ISKCON knows how to play mridanga. Everybody knows how to play kartal. Everybody knows how to cook prasad. We know how to chant, dance, and eat. And cook prasadam. Of course, we should know all Tattva Siddhanta also, in Sambandha Videya Prayojana. But when it comes to saving the world, people are going to realize, because you give a mridanga to some, you ask any of our guru coolies, they can lead kirtan for 10 days straight. They know mridanga, they know all kinds of beats, they know the kartals, they know the bhajans. So now they don't have much engagement. But when the world starts saying, help, 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 and all the politicians fail, and all the CMs and PMs fail, and everybody tucks their tail between their legs and takes all their crores and runs away, and they rip off all their 1,000 crores and run away, people are going to look at each other and say, who's going to help us? Who's going to save us? We're dying of starvation and dehydration. And we'll say, we have an idea. See, Hare Krishna, And then all the Guru Kulis and all the devotees, they will start leading kirtan. And we will become the saviors of the world, literally and figuratively. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna and massive prasad distribution. We'll see that day in our very lives. Within the next 15 years, this will happen. No water anywhere. And we'll have the message. We have the message. Not only the absolute truth, the perfection of life, but to solve the basic problems of life, which are food and water. No water, no food. So this is Ishvara Tattva. And this fellow in Kashi is cutting me to pieces. But if you don't accept my form, you'll be vanquished. All the demigods accept my form. And they worship this form as their... You see what he's doing, how he's preaching. Lord Chaitanya is Ishvara above. See, this rascal, this big acharya Mayavadi in Prakashananda, he's cutting me to pieces. He's saying, Mora Vigraha Nehi. God has no form. Well, who is he? Who is he? Shiva, Brahma, Ananta Shesh, all the devas, they accept my form. Doesn't that mean something? You're bigger than them? You're an acharya of a few thousand people in a tiny, puny little city of Kashi? And you think you're so great? But all the demigods are worshipping me? They accept my form. You're so smart? Not only they accept it as your life and soul. Ye vigraha pran kari puja sarva devi. It's this, my vigraha is their pran, is their very life. Punya pavitrata paya jayanga parashe taha mitya bali beta kemane sahase. Even the pious become purified by the touch of this form. So how does that fellow dare to claim my body is false? Satya satya karan toraye parakash satyamui satyamoradhas taradhas. Murari, I openly reveal to you that I am eternal. My servants are eternal. And the servants of my servants are eternal. Satya satya karan toraye parakash satyamui satyamoradas taradhas. Satyamora lila karma satyamora stahan iha mitya bhale more kare khan khan. Murari, my lila, my pastimes and activities are eternal, and my holy abode, my holy dham, is also eternal. Anyone who says that these are false will be cut to pieces. Let's see who's getting cut now. Prakashananda is cutting me to pieces with his words. Well, I'm going to cut him back. He's cutting me to pieces, and he's saying I have no form. I have lila's all imagination. When Brahman assumes an illusory form of man, this is an illusory form and engaged in lila. That lila is maya. The form is mitya. The lila is mitya. It's not nitya lila. It's mitya. We say nitya lila, and the Advaitins say mitya. Mithya. Mitya. Jagan satya. What do they say? Jagan mitya, Brahman satya. Right? They say Brahman satya, Jagan mitya. So all these activities of when the formless Brahman takes a form, he becomes, okay, Krishna Ram, that's just Brahman with some temporary illusory form, engaged in lila. That's all. That form is mitya, false. And that lila is mitya. Mahaprabhu says, anyone who thinks like this, he will be cut to pieces. Ye yasha shravane adi avidya vinash papi adya pake bhale mitya sevilas. By hearing my glories, yasha shravane, what happens? Adi avidya vinash. The first thing that happens when we hear Krishna's pastimes is ignorance is destroyed. Adi avidya vinash. There's a krama, there's a sequence. This happens, and that happens, and this happens. First, ignorance is destroyed. That's called anartha nivritti. Anartha nivritti means avidya is destroyed, aparada is destroyed. Right? Avidya, ignorance, aparada, and then comes some nishta. Yet sinful teachers say the Lord's pastimes are false. Ye yasha shravana rase shiva digambhar जहां घाय आपने अनंत महिधार ये यश श्रवणे शुक नारद आदि मत चरे बेरे बाकने जय जशर महत्व हीना पुण्य कीर्ति प्रति अनधार झार से कबो ना जाने गुप्त मोरा अवतार. So this is actually the technique of preaching, is you state a premise and then you support the premise by example. Precept and then example. So he's saying, Mahaprabhu is saying, they say, Advaitins, impersonalists, Mayavadis say, Jagan Mitya, that this world and everything in it is false. If God has a form in this world, then that form is false. If He has Leela, that Leela is false. And Mahaprabhu is saying, no. This Leela is not false. It is true. Not only is it true, it's called Leela Prabhav. Leela Prabhav. Prabhav means it has power, has influence, has Shakti. Leela Shakti. Leela Shakti. If something is false, has no power. In a dream, if you dream that someone kills you, you're not dead. Or someone comes to kill you. The dream has no force, no power. You wake up, hey, I'm still alive. That was a close one. tiger's eating me. Oh, tiger. Oh, if you're in real life, a tiger's eating you, you don't come back to talk about it. You go inside, you get digested. But in a dream, you can tell that next day you can talk about it. Oh, I had this dream, a tiger was eating me. Right? So dreams are false. If the Lord's Leela, if the Lord's Leela was Mitya, as they're saying, there would be no Prabhav, there would be no effect. So the first point, Lord Chaitanya said, there is effect, there is transformation. When we hear Krishna Leela, there is Shakti, Leela Shakti. There is cause and effect. This Leela is a cause of something. So therefore it is not false, it is real. And it has real effect. What is that real effect of hearing Krishna's Leela? Adi Avidya Vinash. The first prabhav, the first effect, result of hearing Krishna's Leela's ignorance is destroyed, which means it's not false. If I read comic books, does that destroy my ignorance? You know, comic books, kids' stories, this, that. Does that just... No, I'm ignorant when I read the comic book, and when I finish I may laugh a little bit or get some entertainment, but I'm still ignorant. So there's no effect because it's illusory. It's false. It's just something made up, imaginary. You understand? There's no effect. There's a cause. I read some activities, this guy did that, and this guy hit this guy, and this and that, whatever. But then Krishna's Leela, Krishna hits, Balaram kills Pralambasura. It's the same thing like Krishna, like children's cartoons. But it has prabhav, it has effect. I hear that Leela, I read that Leela, and my ignorance goes away. My false ego goes away, my pride goes away, and so many subtle demons are killed by the destruction of these demons in Krishna Leela. And the Krishna Samhita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing how different demons destroy different Leelas. Vanity, envy is destroyed by hearing. So there's effect, it's Leela Prabhav. So the first effect is that avidya vinash is destroyed, avidya is destroyed. So now, okay, that's for us. We're conditioned souls. We're in avidya. But there's more effect. It's not only that. It's not only on our level. There's the adhyatmic level, our level. Then there's the daivic level. Daivic level means the demigods. And daivic level means the Supreme Lord. So that happens on our level. We're ignorant beings. We're in the land of ignorance. Tamasimam Jyotirgama. But in the higher planets, there are planets of light. Planets of knowledge. They're in sattva. There are higher modes of sattva, so they're illuminated. Although there's Raja there, they're enjoying, but they're not so tamasic. They don't sleep like bears all day. We sleep like bears all day. Because mostly tamagun on this planet, tama and some Raja. So now let's change the venue. Let's look at what happens. What is the prabhav? What is the effect of Leela on higher beings? What is the transformational effect? We're tamasic beings. We're basically stupid. We're born ignorant. Manda samanda matiyo. Says, janmana jayate shudro. Janmana jayate shudro. This is about the living entities in the earth planet, Bhuloka. By birth, Janmana Jayate Shudra, most people, everyone by birth, except if they have exceedingly auspicious samskaras, they're basically born ignorant. Shudra means ignorance. Tamas. Even Brahmins have to go to school, is it right? Do Brahmins go to school? Yes. They go to Gurukul or they go to II Institute of Technology across the street. It's full of Goswami Brahmins. Why? Because they're not born with knowledge of computer technology or BCom or ACom or CCom or any kind of com. They don't have any com to get com. Need a BCom to get com. Com means work, right? So this is the point. So we're like that. But the demigods, so now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I'm giving you the precept. If you hear my Leela has effect, all ignorance is destroyed. What happens to higher beings that are in Sattva-gun? What happens to people like Brahma? What happens to people like Shiva when they hear my Leela? What happens to Shiva? His clothes fall off. When Shiva hears Krishna's Leela, he becomes Digambara. This is what Vedavyasa is telling us. What does it say? Lord Chaitanya is telling us, there's quotations, he's speaking here. Lord Chaitanya is speaking this. Ye yasha shravana rase shiva digambara. You've heard of digambara Shukadeva Goswami? Dig means direction, ambara means covered. Covered by the directions. Shukadeva was naked, he had no clothes. When yasho mati nandana yashoda. Yasha means, when Shiva hears my glorious Harikata, Leela Kata, when Shiva hears my pastimes, what happens? Kapra katam hogyo. Kapra katam hogyo. He becomes Digambara, he drops his drawers. He loses, his clothes fall off. So what else happens? Lord Ananta, the sustainer of the universe, he starts singing my glories. And Shukadeva and Narada, they become intoxicated. Shuka, Narada, Adi, Mata. By hearing, the greatest of my glories is described by the four Vedas. O Murari, anyone who disregards such auspicious glories can never understand my incarnation. By the pleasure derived from hearing the topics of the Lord, Mahadev Shiva gave up his clothing in the form of identifying himself as the husband of Bhavani. So that's very interesting. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he's giving a tika on the word that he's giving up his clothes. Because it's also a fact literally and it's also figuratively. Because it's described when in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's called Nivibandha. Nivibandha, this is the Sanskrit, says Nivibandha. That when Krishna plays his flute, it has different effects on different people. When the Swarga Devis flying in their Pushpa Vimans above the Rasalila, when they hear the sound of Krishna's Murali, then they're Nivibandha. Their Nivi means the knots in their underwear. They have this string around there that ties their underwear. It's called Nivi. Nivibandha, the band of rope. It becomes loosened and their undergarments start to fall off. It says, the translation of the Bhagavatam, it says their dresses became loosened. It's a very mannerly way of translating. But the literal meaning, Nivibandha, means exactly this, the knots of their underwear. Which means their clothes are slipping off when Krishna plays his flute. And in fact it does. When Shiva hears, have you ever heard of Nityananda? Have you ever heard that he's dancing naked in the house of Shiva's Thakur? Have you ever heard that? Have you ever heard that Lord Chaitanya goes and dresses him? Have you ever heard? It's all told in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's a fact. So Nityananda, who is Shiva? Shiva's only expansion from Nityananda. Shiva's expansion of Balaram. Balaram expands into Sadashiva. Sadashiva expands into the 11 Rudras. This is the Tattva. So Shiva is also Balaram. Sadashiva. Sadashiva is Sankarshan. Sankarshan is Balaram, Chaturvyuha. This is the Tattva. So it's a fact, yes, Shiva's clothes do fall off. Bhaktisiddhanta is saying, Digambara means there's a covering on his ego. Shiva's thinking that I am Umesh. I am Umapati. I am the husband of Uma. I am the lord of Usha. I am the lord of, his wife is Bhavani or Durga. So this is an ego, this is an identification. when he hears Leela Katha, he forgets that. Wife? I have a wife? I don't have any wife. Wife? I only know Krishna Leela. That's all. So he's saying that. It's very nice. That he loses, when he hears Hari Katha, Hari Leela, then Mahadev gives up his clothing in the form of identifying himself as the Pati of Bhavani. Bhavani Pati. Durga Pati. That ego. Which means that we, who are ultimately connected with Shiva and Mahavishnu and all these tattvas, when we hear the Leela of Krishna, then we also give up the identity, the false identification that I am this body or I am this husband or I am this wife. The more we hear the Leela Katha of Krishna, the more we give up our false identity and start to adopt our real identity as Krishna's eternal loving servants. This is the effect. This is the ultimate effect. Initially, Mahaprabhu said that ignorance is destroyed, avidya vignash. But that's, ignorance means basic ignorance, but the ultimate ignorance is ignorance of identity. Ignorance has many different definitions. But the real ignorance is misidentifying the body with the self, or misidentifying my upadis, my expansions or designations as mine. Sarva upadi vinir muktam. Tatpura tvena nirmalam, rishikesha rishikinam sevanam bhakti uchate. So this is the real ignorance that we give up by hearing Leela Katha, of identifying even Shiva at that level. Shiva is the lord of false ego. He's worshipping Sankarsana as the lord of false ego, and he is controlling this aspect of reality, the false ego. We pray to Gopeshwar. We pray to Gopeshwar, please remove my false identity, my hankara, my false ego, so I can adopt the Gopi Bhav, this Prakriti Bhav, and give up this Purusha Bhav and enter the Rasalila as a dedicated servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Radharani. Because Purushabhiman, the mentality of Purusha, prevents us from Rasmandali. Rasmandali means the save us, the circle of servant, circle of Sevites. The circle of Sevites, Radharani's circle of servants in Krishna's circle. That's the Rasmandali, Seva Mandali. Shiva came one day, yes, I want to enter the Rasalila. I want to see the Rasalila. And Gopi said, oh, no. Sorry. No. Just wait. Hey, who are you? You're the little gopis? I'm Mahadev. Mahadev. Okay, that's nice. We only know Mahaprasad. You're not qualified, sir, Mahadev, to enter the Maharas. You are Mahadev, but you have no adhikar for Maharas. Because you are in Purushabhav. You are Mahadev nothing. You're Radhika Charna Dasi Anudasi Anudasi Anudasi. You must develop this bhav. And if you have that bhav, then we'll give you the proper deya to enter the Leela. First get the right bhav. First get Prakriti bhav, Kinkari bhav. Then we'll give you the deya. So now, jao. Okay. He was afraid. Lalita is very frightening. Shiva went. And he's a little bit distressed. Yogamaya came, Vrindadevi came, Shiva, you look very unhappy. Usually you're dancing in ulas, playing your din din drum, ta 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 ta. Now your din din drum is quiet. You're dragging your tree shul along the ground. He was holding his tree shul by the end and just dragging it along the ground. He was leaving three little lines in the sand behind him. The tines, these are called the tines, the three tines of the tree shul, means the points. He was just dragging it behind. The din din was quiet. He was looking so downcast. Yogamaya, kya hua? Kya hua, Shiv? Oh, Mahadev, kya hua? What happened? Oh, I wanted to see the Ras. I couldn't get in. They said I have Purushabhiman and I don't have the right, I don't have Gopi Deya. Oh, that's all right. Don't cry, Shiva. Because he always, Shiva in his expansions, he makes everybody cry. He's called Rudra. Gyara Rudras, there's 11 Rudras, they make the whole universe cry because they stomp it down and diminish it and crash it all to pieces. So if somebody breaks your factory down, you cry. If somebody crashes your house, you cry. So when the material world becomes crashed, everybody cries. Rodan, Rudra, one who makes everybody cry. So now Shiva's crying. The gopis made Shiva cry. Shiva makes the whole universe cry in 11 Rudras, and one gopi makes Shiva cry. Now see the power of the gopis. Vraja Gopi is key. One gopi can make Shiva cry. Yogamaya said, listen, you come here to Mansarovara, and sometimes they say Brahmakunda in different places. You do some tapasya, you take bath here, and you get Gopi Deha. And he got Gopi Deha, and long story, he became Gopishwara, and had some darshan of ras. Better get back to the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Bhagavat ki. So, Krishna's pastimes are not false. They are true, and they have great prabhav. Such great persons, Shukadeva, Narada, they become intoxicated. Murari, anyone who disregards these can never understand my incarnation. Gupta lakshe sabhare shikaya bhagavan satyamora vigraha sevak lilastan. Vrindavan Das Thakur picks up the thread of the story. By teaching Murari Gupta, the Supreme Lord Vishambhar taught everyone else. Quote, this is the teaching, this is the conclusion, the essence. The author of the book is describing the Leela and the exchange between Murari Gupta and Vishambhar Mahaprabhu Chaitanya. When Chaitanya was absorbed in his Avesh, Ishwar Avesh, and decrying this false preaching of Prakashananda, the Advaitin Mayavadi, the offender. Now Vrindavan Das Thakur sums up everything. What is Lord Chaitanya teaching to Murari Gupta and through Murari Gupta to the world, as he often does? Because whenever the Lord comes to this world, and whenever he brings all of his devotees come with him, he comes for many purposes, but one of the main purposes he comes for is teaching. Guru. Adi Guru Krishna. Adi Shishya Brahma. He comes to teach, and the Parikars come to teach. Sometimes the Sakyamunis come to teach, as Rupa and Surup Damodar. Sometimes the cowboys come to teach, as Sridham. Sridham comes to teach, as Gauri Das Pandit. And Subal. Or Subal comes as Gauri Das Pandit. They come to teach. The Gopas come to teach, as Lord Chaitanya's associates. And they start Sampradayas, and they teach Siddhanta and Tattva. The Lord is a teacher. Bhagavad Gita, Uddhava Gita, Bhagavad Gita. So here it's Murari Gita. It's called Murari Gita. You could call this Murari Gita. Gauranga's teachings to Murari. And through Murari teaching all of us. Bhagavad Gita is Krishna's teachings to Arjuna. And through Arjuna, all of us. Are we not benefiting from the teachings that Krishna gave Arjuna? Certainly we are. Without the Gita, we have no standing anywhere. Gita Upanishad. So what is the summary of the teachings? Lord Chaitanya taught, my form, my servants, my pastimes, and my abodes are all eternal. This is the teaching to be gleaned from this Leela. Satyamora Vigraha Sevaka Leela Stan. Satya. So the first word in the pada or pad is Satya. Then that applies to every word. Mora Vigraha, Satya. Mora Sevak, Satya. Mora Leela, Satya. Mora Leela Stan, Satya. My Leela Stan, Brajabhumi, Satya. Eternal truth. My Sevak, my devotee, eternal. Why? Because Bhakti is eternal. Bhakti is transcendental. Diksha Kale, Prakriti Deha. Says in the Sanatana Shiksha, Diksha Kale, Prakriti Deha, Diya or something. He says, at the time of Diksha, I give the devotee in a Prakriti Deha. At the time of Diksha, one gets his spiritual body. It's there, it wakes up, and then it starts to reveal itself. First, Bhav, and then form. First, the Bhav awakens with the seed of Bhakti. Then we start to act like a devotee and think like a devotee. Slowly. And slowly we get absorbed in the concept that Krishna is everywhere. And everywhere my Krishna is there. And everywhere I am the servant of everyone in the environment. I'm Krishna Das. And then gradually we see that full-fledged form. Full-fledged theism. Then he says more, Vrindavan Das Thakur. Apanara Tattva Prabhu Apanai Shikai Iha ye na mane se apane nasha jai. Lord Vishambhar personally taught the truth about himself. One who does not accept this is vanquished. Prabhupada often uses the analogy, if you want to know who your father is, whom should you ask? Your mother. The best authority to know who your father is your mother. So who's the best authority to know about God? Who can explain best about God? God. right? Who knows God better than God? It's common sense. I didn't ask a very... Everyone's thinking, what a tricky question. Who knows best about God? Oh, who knows best about God? Oh, the pure devotee, the acharyas, Lord Brahma. No, Narada Muni. No, God. Who knows you best? Who knows you best?
You.
At least I hope so. And if you don't, then go see a psychiatrist. So that's what Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's injecting a little common sense into our ears by saying, who's the best? He says it. He says, the Lord personally taught the truth about himself. Apanara Tattva Prabhu Apanai Shakai. Very simple Bengali, the same as Hindi, by the way. Oh, you want to know about Bhagavat Tattva? Yes. What's your name? My name is Bhagavan. My name is Bhagavan. Oh yeah, can you tell me about Bhagavat Tattva? This doesn't make sense. So we just heard about Bhagavan directly from the horse's mouth, as they say. Direct from the horse's... This is direct, shakshat shiksha. It's not somebody telling you something about something they heard from somebody who heard from somebody. This is direct, as it is. No filtering, no editing, no changing, no translating from Lord Chaitanya's teachings into Russian, and then who knows what happens. Well, this is the original thing. This is really what it's saying. Like Prabhupada's books, he wrote in English most of his books. And then they're translated in Hindi. When you read Prabhupada's books in Hindi, most of all of them are Mayavad. Because they're all translated by these Mayavadi professors. Just because we had a big, we didn't have any translators and wanted to get the books out. And then people would read the books and they would tell me, Maharaj, you know what it says here? I said, oh, well, what? And gradually we're getting them retranslated, but it's a big job. So if you want to know Prabhupada as he is, then either listen to his Bengali lectures, which are a few, or his Bengali writings and essays, which are a few, or hear in English. Shaneke haila bhaya jristiva shambhar bonase haila prabhu akinchana bhar. Within a short time, Vishambhar regained his external consciousness and returned to his previous humble state of mind. Exactly what I was saying. Sometimes he's like a lion preaching with all the power and ferocity of Bhagavan. What is this rascal? I'll cut into pieces. He's insulting me, offending me, this Mayavadi. Next one, oh. Would you like some Mahaprasad? Please sit down. Kansa, where have you come from? Oh, please, some welcome. Have some water. So it's Akinchanavara. Akinchan. Akinchanavara means the best of the Akinchana. So humble. Akinchan means he doesn't have anything. He doesn't have any possessions. He's not Ishvara. He doesn't have anything. I'm not Ishvara. I have nothing. I am just your servant. You are everything to me. There's nothing with me. There's no power. No one's afraid of me. I'm not doing anything. I'm a Akinchanavara. So this is what he's saying. So now he's an external consciousness. He's just one of the boys. An ordinary person. Not only ordinary, he's Akinchan. Akinchanvara. And Prabhu Akinchanvara. Before, it's very interesting. In one pada it says Vishambhara. Next line it says Akinchanvara. Vishram, this is poetry. Vishambhara Akinchanvara. Vishambhara Akinchanvara. Vishambhara means he's taking in the whole universe. Vishram. Vishambhara means Ambara. Ambara means he's covering. He's covering the whole universe. And next, that means everything. The whole universe means he's controlling all the planets. He owns all the planets. He's moving all the planets. He's Vishambhara, Mahapuru. Next minute, he's a Kinchanvara. He has nothing. You see the play of the words, the poetry, and the philosophy beautifully interwoven together. There's Kavi. There's Siddhanta. And there's Darshan. I mean, there's the philosophy. Vishambhara, then Akinchanvara. Very beautiful interplay. Within a short time. This reminds me on Sankirtan. When we were in Los Angeles doing book distribution, there was a room conversation with the Sankirtan devotees and Prabhupada meeting. And one devotee, Maharaj Das or Maharaj Das or someone like that, he raised his hand and he says, Srila Prabhupada, when we're at the airport distributing your books, we're a little bit like lions. we're a little like a lion on Singha, and we're I was also there, and we're really controlling the people and a little forceful, a little aggressive with people, giving them bhagavatams and releasing some of their funds, releasing some of their monetary collection, you could say, taking small donations or maybe larger donations. And then, so we're in this very excited and controlling mood in Bhav and feeling very, very powerful, actually. And we are feeling greatly empowered, meeting 200-300 people a day and at least 20 or 30 of them, getting them to surrender willingly or unwillingly or whatever. And then we come back to the temple and we're with all the angels and all the Brahmins and all the wonderful Vaishnavas. And we tend to still be a little bit like, hey, where's the Mahaprasad? Where's the Mahaprasad? Hey, you, hey, buddy, give me the Mahaprasad. And we're a little rough with the devotees. So how do we make this transition? Because sometimes we feel like we're making offenses when we come back to the temple. It's hard for us to live this dual identity. And Prabhupada made this phrase, he said to us at that time. He said, you should be a lion in the chase and a lamb at home. A lion in the chase. Chase means when a lion is chasing after or running after a deer or an antelope or whatever they eat over there in Africa. And this little deer is drinking in the water hole and then he starts to walk away. And the lion says, oh, there's my lunch. Tong, tong, tong. And he runs very, very fast and jumps on the back and has his lunch. So Prabhupada said, be like a lion. But when you come home, you should be like a lamb. Lamb means like little baby sheep. Little very sheep, very humble and respectful. Prabhu, just like this. So of course it's not easy when you're 8 hours in the day, like in the middle of Los Angeles airport, like a lion, and then come home. So you take a cold shower when you come back. So this is the point. Lord Chaitanya, 1 minute he's like a lion preaching the highest tattva, the absolute truth. Next minute he's a servant of the servant. It's a beautiful, what a drama, what drama. Leela is full of drama. So many character shifts. It's called character shift. 1 minute you're the beggar. Next minute you're dressed as the king. All right. Next, it's like this. It's so instructive also. Bhai bale murari re kaila alingan bharasneya kari bale sadaya vachan. The Lord embraced Murari and accepted him as his bhai, his brother. He then mercifully spoke to Murari with great affection. This is the inconceivable attributes of the loving Lord that we worship. At one moment he's the supreme absolute, untouchable. How can you approach the omniscient, omnipotent Lord? How can you wrap your arms around Vishwambara? How can you embrace? He's, 1 minute he's Vishwambara. Can you embrace the Vishwarup? Can you embrace the universal form? Is it possible? Are your arms that long? Are they that stout and strong? I mean, we can't even embrace one sumo wrestler. What to speak? Pick him up. Now, the Virata Rupa is like huge. So that Vishwambara became a Kinchanvara. A Kinchanvara means a human being like us with nothing. So 1 minute he's the omnipotent Lord. Next minute he's embracing, hey, he's your brother. He's the God of gods, the Lord of lords, the Sarvakarna Karna. Next minute he's embracing me heart to heart. The same thing is told in the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna is telling in the peace formula. First he's saying, what does he say in the Bhagavad Gita peace formula? Bhoktaram yagatap. It's all this big stuff. It's all really super big, magnanimous things, wondrous things. Oh, Arjuna said, yeah, Bhoktaram. Wow, yeah. Yagat, what is it? It's Bhoktaram yagatapasam. Sarva, Loka, Maheshram. Yeah, wow, that's you. Maheshram, you're the controller and the Lord of all the planets, all those millions of planets, all those millions of twinkling stars I see every night. That's you? Yeah, that's me. But you know what? I'm also your bosom friend. Suridam Sarabhutana. I'm your Surit. I'm embracing you heart to heart. I'm your nearest and dearest lover. Surit means lovers. Surit. Not Mitra, Bandhu. These are social, these are distant friends. Mitra, Bandhu. Surit, I am your bosom friend. I'm your heart to heart. I'm thick and thin. I'm with you. Sridham Sarvabhutanam. Yatrama. Be peaceful. This is the formula to peace. God is great. God is far. God is near. God is ferocious. God is loving. Same thing here. One minute he's Vishnubara, next minute he's in Kinshan. So he's Murari's there. What did I do? One minute he's giving me his tumble, next minute he's saying, cut him to pieces, that rascal of the Mayavadi. Hey, I'm not a Mayavadi, I'm Murari Gupta. This is my house. I didn't cut the Lord to pieces. What did I do? So then Murari's a little frightened. What's going on? Who is he teaching? He's teaching us, all of us. So then the Lord understands there's some trepidation. There's some trepidation or agitation in the heart of Murari. So what does he do? He feels it. This is love. As we defined earlier, love means you're totally sitting in the heart of the beloved. You're totally absorbed in the movements of the beloved. It's a beloved rising. It's a beloved falling. It's a beloved shrinking. It's a beloved expanding. If the beloved's expanding, then you expand with the beloved. If the beloved's shrinking, then you shrink with the beloved or expand the beloved. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he knows the hearts of his beloved devotees. And so his heart was something shrinking, something fearful. The heart, when you're fearful, your heart shrinks, contracts. So then he embraced him, as it says here. He embraced the Lingana, the Murari. Bhai, Bali, hey bhai. Oh, forget about it. Oh, you thought I was Ishvara? Ah, you're my brother, come on. You're just my, we're brothers. Forget all this Ishvara stuff. That was for Prakashananda. That was for that Mayavadi. I wanted to scare him. I'm going to cut into pieces. But you're my family member. You're my brother. This is Mahaprabhu's intimacy, his love. He spoke mercifully with great affection. Bada sneha kari, bali sadai vachan. Sneha, such warmth, such love. This is the dynamism of the Lord's exchanges with his loving devotees. Such dynamic expression. It keeps you on the edge of your seat. If you think a movie is exciting, and one verse to the other, so much action, so much emotion, so much, and so many gonarasas, and there's astonishment, and then there's fear, and then there's intimacy, and then there's amazement, and there's sneha, man, pranaya, all these things are going on. In the context, here it's dasyarati, or sakyarati, friendship and servitude. So, someday we'll hear some more about this, Leela. And I'd like to thank everyone for coming so we could hear the nice, wonderful teachings of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai.